Thanks for clicking that play button. You're listening to the Trucking Nation podcast brought to you by TruckLogix.com. And I'm your host, Misty Noel, and I have a completely new show for you this week. So let's get started. Everybody, I do hope the road is treating you particularly well this week. I do have a brand new show for you. I'm going to start kind of a new series just to change things up a bit. I get a bit bored, don't you? So this week we're starting a whole new, basically like a business management breakdown series where I'm just going to talk to you about some important things that you need to know and just go over some terminology. I'm not actually going to tell you how to do things or how to make certain calculations or something. That'd just be a bit boring. I mean, I'm just talking at you, right? But I will have detailed breakdowns of how to figure out everything we talk about in the blog. That also correlates with some other material that I have listed in a previous blog, usually for the week. And it will have a full breakdown, calculations, how to calculate it, formulas, everything. It'll all be detailed in there. But what I want to go over is just why it's important to know this information, and then just some basic terminology that you should know. And you can always go more research into it just by, you know, getting on your handy dandy internet. But we're just going to go over some stuff because it's really important and it's going to help you improve your profit, which will keep you around longer. And that's the ultimate goal. We want truckers to keep on trucking. And so today we're going to start. So I thought we'd attack this by kind of starting with small bits and building up from there. Like, what is the basic information you need to know? And then I'm going to show you how to apply that to build that up to increase profit, decrease loss, all that great stuff. So this week is going to be about figuring your cost per mile. And, you know, managing a trucking business can be a bit overwhelming when everything's thrown at you right at once. So by breaking it down and starting at just figuring out your cost per mile, it's going to be a lot easier to understand. So why is knowing what your cost per mile, why is this so important? Well, this information will be able to help you select profitable loads and know exactly how much profit you're going to get from that load. And it's also like if you use load boards or anything like that right now, knowing what your cost per mile is going to help you figure out if a certain load is really worth taking. If it, you know, if you have to wait a certain amount of days, is it worth it to eat up those costs that we're about to talk about to pick up this load? Or should you just go ahead with another load you could pick up right now? Like, which one's going to, it's going to help you determine what's going to be more profitable and beneficial for you. Two important, these are phrases, but terminology that you need to know when going into figuring out your cost per mile is going to be your fixed costs and your variable costs. Now, fixed costs are expenses that don't change whether you're on the road or your truck's parked in the driveway. And these are usually your reoccurring expenses every single month that you get hit with, and it doesn't matter if you're driving or not. Expenses in this category are gonna be your truck or trailer payments, insurance, renewal fees, permits, licenses, accounting services, or any cost that stays the same no matter the volume of business you have going on. Now, when you know your fixed cost, more specifically your fixed cost per day, you will be able to decide from there what loads are really worth your time. So we haven't even gotten into variable cost yet. So just by knowing what your fixed cost is, and you can break that down to fixed cost per day, you can just go from that number and decide right off the bat if a load's going to be worth it. Now, to figure out your fixed cost per day, it's actually pretty simple. You'll just add up your costs and get an annual number, and then just divide that by, then you'll want to divide that by 12. That'll give you your fixed cost per month, and you'll just divide that by 30. Most of the time, we use just divide it up by 30 because that's going to be That'll be a good running average. And this way, once you have that number, you'll be able to know, like, whatever load you take, it has to be able to cover this cost, right? Like, you bottom line, like, you have to, it has to be able to cover at least your fixed costs. And then, depending on how much profit will go into that, then you'll deduct your, what your driver pay is per mile and everything like that. But per day, once you have that, you're going to at least be able to determine which loads are really worth it from your fixed cost per day. Now, another bit of terminology that you're going to need to know is variable costs. Variable costs are expenses that directly relate to operating your truck. These types of expenses include fuel, tires, maintenance, repair, meals, tolls, scale fees, lodging, legal fees, loading, unloading fees. Basically, any cost that varies depending on your business volume. Now, knowing your variable costs is what you're going to need. Like, you're just going to need a running tally of all your variable costs and your fixed costs. And with those numbers, you can figure out your cost per mile, which breaks down basically to cents per mile. And I go in complete in-depth explanation of this on my figuring your cost per mile blog, which is on trucklogix.com, and it is very easy to get to. You just go to trucklogix.com and there's a little blog tab. You can go there, and it will also be linked in the description. If you have the app and you're listening to the podcast through there, there should be a description below, and I'll have it linked in there as well. And of course, it is always posted on the Trucking Nation Facebook page. So if you just still can't find it that way, hit me up on Facebook. I'm there, and I'd love to hear from you guys. So if you want to know something or how to figure out anything or more explanation on anything in business, just let me know on the Facebook page, and I'll be able to help you out, research into it, or find the material that you're looking for. Okay, so getting back to figuring your cost per mile. Now, I get down and dirty into explaining how to do all this, and I just break it down and make it as simple as possible. So you can actually check that out on your own. But what I want to get into is, like, so once you have your fixed costs, your variable costs, you have everything added up, and you know this point your total cost of operation, and you've broken it down to your cents per mile. Now, with that number, that's going to tell you how much you have to make on each load mile you haul to cover all of your costs, including your income, which is really important. And now this number is not factoring in anything else, but just annually, and it gives you your cents per mile. Now, with TruckLogix, it takes it a bit further, and it'll help you determine this particular number. Like, you can figure out this number with TruckLogix if you have, like, a full year's worth of information in there. But if you already have this number figured out for yourself, that's great, because it gives you at least, like, an annual breakdown, but that's only for one truck. So what TruckLogix can do, it will take all those informations. If you're managing a small fleet, like with three trucks, you can run a report, a profit loss report in TruckLogix, and it will give you the cost per mile for any date range or for any truck or for any, you can, like, set all of those parameters, and then you can get a cost per mile for a truck that you ran last month and compare that to another truck that did maybe the same trip and see which truck is actually costing you more. You can do that in TruckLogix, which I think is what I think is really cool. So you can get it down to where you can see a cost per mile of one truck, compare it to another truck, or for, like, a month, you can do it even for a week. Just for a certain particular trip, like, you can choose your date range. You can also do it annually for the whole year and stuff like that. But I really would like the idea of being able to look at two trucks maybe running the same trip, and you can see which one's costing you more. because every time you create your dispatch in TruckLogix, you can list the expenses, and it's going to keep those saved with that one particular truck. And that's what gives you that ability to like compare and contrast. And that's where you can, I mean, it just takes it that whole step further. So this way, you're not having to go through numbers and calculate everything yourself for one truck where it's taking up time and you're using maybe a spreadsheet, and it just, it gets a little dicey and all that. So TruckLogix will actually do all the calculating for you. You just have to set the date, the range, choose the truck, or it could be for the entire company or whatever you want. You just click generate report and it does it, and it just happens. So it just saves you a lot of time and a lot of guesswork, because dealing with numbers, especially large quantities of numbers that are thousands and thousands of dollars, one little mistake can cost you big time. So TruckLogix is just going to handle it all for you and make sure there's no errors. And that's my spiel about cost per mile this week. So, you know, it's when it's broken down, it's a lot easier to understand, right? So just by knowing your cost of operations and you break it down to your cents per mile, you're going to be able to tell just right from what a load is offering to pay, you're going to know right away if it's worth it. And that's what's going to make your life a lot easier, because you got to make those profits and we want you to stay around. So do check out my blog if you want some more information about exactly how to determine this number and things like that. And I also have just a little overview of the profit loss reporting option in TruckLogix, or you can just give the TruckLogix team a call and we will be more than happy to talk to you about the profit loss reports and what you can do with it and how the program in general is just really great for small fleet owners trying to keep their business organized. Everything's there, and if you don't see something, you can just let us know and we'll see about getting it added. You can just give us a call at 704-234-6946, or just head on over to TruckLogix.com. You can find all of our contact information there. And before we get into the second half of the show, which I have some really good health and wellness stuff to talk about this week, I do want to remind you that there are some very important deadlines going on right now. I know this month is the big IFTA deadline for your second quarter. So, you know, you can prepare an IFTA return in your TruckLogix account if you have one. But if you don't and you just need to get done real quick, like right now, you can head on over to our partner site, which is expressifta.com, and you can generate your report and you can even pull up detailed information about each state jurisdiction. It's all there. Now, another big deadline that is going on right now is your Form 2290 filing, and that deadline is coming up by the end of August, and it's really important and it's a big deadline. So you can get that done super quick at our other partner site, which is expresstrucktax.com, and here is a bit more information about them.
It's time to get in gear and e-file your Form 2290 with Express Truck Tax. Enjoy the benefit of avoiding millions of taxpayers and let our expert Express Truck Tax team personally guide you through the entire process. E-filing Form 2290 allows you to find out how much tax you'll owe now so you can pay by August 31st. Dial 704-234-6005 and let's get this over with. ExpressTruckTax.com is the best e-file provider of IRS Form 2290 Heavy Vehicle Use Tax. When you e-file your 2290 with Express Truck Tax, there's no guesswork and no stress. As soon as you hit transmit, you can rest assured knowing you'll receive your Stamp Schedule 1 notification the instant your return is processed. You can even e-file on the road with our Express Truck Tax app, available for Apple and Android devices. Never wait in long lines at the IRS office ever again. Head on over to ExpressTruckTax.com today and enjoy stress-free e-filing of your heavy vehicle use taxes.
All right, so for the second half of the show, if you've been listening for a while, always save it for some health and wellness discussion or some fitness stuff. And today I wanted to talk more about just some good old-fashioned R&R, some de-stress stuff. Because, I mean, there is a lot of material out there on fitness and everything like that. And I always link great stuff on the Facebook page, as well as there's healthytrucker.net, which has a lot of great information on just some workouts and meals that you can cook in your truck and things like that. So this week, I just wanted to kind of take it back, because usually these discussions are my most popular ones, especially when we kind of tie in maybe some depression or stuff. But I just want to stick to de-stress, because I feel like some people, I've been getting some calls lately, I've been helping some people out, and just everybody's just stressed out lately, and I worry, because I mean, stress can cause a lot of bad health problems if you don't know already. So there's a bunch of like de-stress hacks that kind of go around the internet, especially with some of these articles I've read on different trucking magazines, but a lot of them still don't kind of take into account that y'all are truckers, you're out on the road. There's just some things that truckers just aren't going to do, male or female. It doesn't matter. It's just, you're not going to get a trucker to do it. So you can tell them, you can tell a trucker, hey, it's a great de-stress hack is to have some aromatherapy and carry around maybe some rose or lavender oils. They're going to die laughing in your face. I'm telling you. I think you always got to take into account of who your audience is. So I just wanted to talk about some de-stress hacks that I know work great for truckers and that truckers can do. And if you are embarrassed that anybody might laugh at you, I mean, you are a trucker. You have your own home. You have your own place to go where you can do some of this stuff. One of the first ones, this oldie but goodie, but you just practice some deep breathing. And maybe kind of count in your head. If you're ever getting like super stressed out, deep breaths actually help reduce cortisol levels in your body. And cortisol is a hormone that causes stress. So, and tying into deep breathing, another great deep de-stress hack is to actually count backwards, not forwards. We can get into that. Backwards from 20. Or a higher number, whatever's going to cause you to think about what's coming next. And that's what counting backwards does. Like, your brain has to actually stop focusing on what is stressing you out to focus on what number is coming next. And you can incorporate this in very easily with deep breathing. And you just like take a deep breath in, just count back from 20, and then just give it a couple of deep breaths, count all the way back to one, maybe start over again. If you're really stressed out, it's one of the best ones that I know to use, and that a lot of my trucking family, a lot of you guys use this too. And it's simple and it works. So give that one a go next time you're a little pissed off. It'll help you out. Some other ones, if you like to chew gum, chewing gum actually helps fight stress and reduce anxiety. If you didn't know, you know now. You know, you always learn something new here in the Trucking Nation. So chewing gum, that's always a good way to go. Now, if you are in a safe area, well lit, or it's daytime, you can go for a walk. Those always work to de-stress you, especially if there's a lot of greenery around, but I know you guys aren't always in the position to go for a walk. Either do you're in line somewhere and you can't actually get out of your truck, or it's just not safe or anything like that. So do keep that one in mind. If it's not a safe option for you at that point, then I wouldn't do it. But if you're some places have some walking trails and they're actually really nice, I would always take advantage of that and just give it a go. It's just you always feel better from being out in nature for a little bit, right? And then another one that always helps and actually will help out your body and your back, because I know sitting down all day, some people are like, you just sit all day. And no, it's not just that. There's actually a lot of stress and caused on your body just from driving a truck every day. And so what will really help that is just a good old stretch. Stretch it out. There's a lot of good back stretches out there, and there's other stretches that you can do. But just stretching out every day is really going to help you de-stress. For one, And it'll just help your back, your body, your joints, anything like that, just feel a little bit better and not so achy. You know what I'm saying? So I would give all of those a go. Just give them a try and find there's something that works for you out there somewhere. Just might take some time to find it. But I'm telling you, deep breaths and counting backwards, you can't go wrong. It's one of the easiest ones. Now, some other stuff to keep you from stressing out or just being able to relax is if you have a really messy, disorganized truck, it's going to affect you. It's going to affect your mental health. It really does. You might not think that it does, but it does. Keeping a nice, organized truck that's clean is actually going to keep you pretty calm. Like you'll be amazed. If your truck's a little dirty all the time and you usually find yourself a little stressed out, keep your truck clean. At least might think of it like for a week type deal. I promise you're going to feel better. It's just when there's less clutter equals less stress. It's a mantra. Say it. Just say it a couple times. Like less clutter equals less stress. It works. So just make sure that you keep your truck clean and nice. You know, and you can always, you might get used to smell, so you might not even know that might be a little smelly. So it's always good to pick up some baking soda packets, you know, the little boxes, and you can kind of stash those around, and those will really help out. Some other things that you can do, if you have $20 and you're near one of those dollar stores, you know which ones I'm talking about, you can get stuff to completely reorganize your entire truck. And I'm telling you, $20 is all you need. Those little, all their little organizer trays and things like that, they're usually a buck or less, or they have the 2-for-1 or something like that. And there's a lot of articles around. I know I did one on it a little while ago. You can find it on the Truck Logics blog, or I'll have it linked on the Facebook page, where I just talk about the things that you can do with all those little organizing boxes and things like that. I'm serious. $20 is all you need. You can completely reorganize everything. You'll amaze yourself. You'll feel proud. It'll be a great day. And then, like, one of the last things you can take in, like, basically consider or at least give it a try to help you stay stress-free, relaxed, and calm on the road is you have to get a really good night's sleep or day sleep, whatever, whenever you're driving. You know, whenever you sleep, you need to have good sleep. That's basically what I'm getting at. And so I just want to talk about what can help with that. Now, one thing you can do if you're in your truck a lot, it doesn't hurt to make it a little bit more homey. Maybe adding in like a little rug in there, some nice blackout curtains that are nice, that aren't really icky. You know, just something that kind of homey, little touches, maybe a little plant, little rug. Something, you know what I mean? And then you want a really comfortable bed. Now you can get custom mattresses. I know that they're out there, but what I know works is you can get one of those gel infused memory foam mattress toppers. And I would really highly recommend the ones that are gel infused, you know, with that blue gel stuff, because that's going to help keep you cool. And it's a little bit more added support to that memory foam, because sometimes with the memory foams, if you've had them before, you kind of sink down in them and then they get stuck that way and they never go back. Well, with the gel infused ones, they always go back and they help keep you cool. And usually they have pillows that do the same. They're amazing. I got them. It totally changed everything, because I know I need it super cold to sleep. And I know a lot of you truckers, especially in this heat, this stuff's really going to help you out. Or just those cold fusion pillows, I'm telling you, it'll change your life. And then what I kind of discovered just through a little trial and error is if you get one of those like gel infused mattress toppers, the memory foam ones, and then get maybe a fiber filled or down mattress topper, you know, like the real squishy ones, like the actual ones with like cotton and stuff in them, because they have alternative and down, so you can get either one. If you get one of those and put it on top of the gel memory foam, It's like you're sleeping in a cloud, and it's amazing. I discovered that when I was in college, and then I actually had my uncle do it in his truck, and he told me he had never slept better in his life. So if you just are trying to figure out a more comfortable way to sleep, that is definitely a great way to go. So once you have a good night's sleep, you're less likely to stress out the next day, or especially you're less likely to have weird food cravings the next day. And so it all ties into your overall health, getting a good night's rest. And that is all I have for you this show. And so I want to thank you so much for listening. Like, you don't know how much I appreciate it. And just remember that you get what you give in this world. So try to be kind and enjoy the ride. And I will talk to you later. Oh, and if you're listening, Mr. Eddie Coggins, I got your message. And I hope you have a great night. Bye-bye now.